Bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement? Call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. And again, opportunity to spend a little bit of time with Melissa Ruprecht in from Family Crisis and Counseling Center. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Not a problem.
And you and I always try to cover some topics of community awareness and that sort of thing. And I know we're observing Sexual Assault Awareness Month this month. And there have been several community events. I had the opportunity a few days ago, one day last week, I think it was Wednesday. Anyway, one day last week, stopped by the Price Tower long enough to take a look at the What Was She Wearing exhibit. And it's informative. And from the stories that are posted there, you get to a little bit hear from the victim, too. So it was well worth a while.
Yes, that event would be.
And but let's just start off, I guess, defining terms, because there probably are some misconceptions, mm-hmm. Bad information, just plain wrong information, or maybe incomplete pictures. What and whether we talk about a legal definition or simply a working definition, how can we define sexual assault?
Well, it is a forced or coerced sexual contact without consent. So you did not get a clear yes. It can't be a shake of the head or a, oh, okay, I think we could do that. It's got to be a clear yes.
We're not talking implied consent. She's saying yes until she said no sort of thing.
Exactly, yeah. It's got to be clear. An absence of a no is not a yes. So if she's laying on the, you know, on the ground unconscious, well, she obviously can't say yes and she can't say no. That does not mean you can take advantage.
So you have to. I had to smile. That's an extreme example, but it's a good one. Yeah,
it is. But it happens all the time.
Yeah.
People go out drinking or they go out to a party and they take drugs and.
Sure.
Yeah.
I thought she was saying yes.
Exactly. It is a crime motivated by a need to control, humiliate, dominate, and harm. So it's not necessarily just about, oh, well, I need to get some action. It's more of power
sex,
and control.
Sex was involved, but it probably wasn't the primary cause.
Exactly. Yeah. Sexual assault is, there's a huge array of what it is. It can be classified as rape, incest, child sexual abuse and molestation, oral sex, harassment, exposing or flashing, forcing a person to pose for a sexual picture, fondling or unwanted sexual touching, above or under the clothing. So it doesn't have to be touching the skin. And of course, with force, you know, usually you're displaying a weapon or you use a weapon, physically assaulting someone in order to get them to comply is using force, and then immobilizing the victim, like giving them the date rape drug, mm-hmm. or something that's going to make them not be able to fight you off. Or
sure. And it doesn't even have to be that. I'm trying to expand that. That could be something as simple as holding their hands behind their,
mm-hmm.
their back.
Yes. Yeah. Not allowing them to be able to move their arms or
right.
legs,
yeah.
but don't be able to fight back. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, but that's a pretty extensive definition, and we probably haven't covered all of it yet, but
mm-hmm.
That covers an awful lot of situations.
Yes, it does. But we need to be aware that sexual assault is more than just rape or, you know, there's a whole array of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, making someone take a sexual picture is still considered sexual assault, even though you may not have actually touched them.
Right. Well, and you get, now we go back to just normal, the definition of assault in general. Mm-hmm. I don't have it in front of me, but, you know, an assault is an attack. It is a threatening move. Usually the lawyers would say consummated by battery touching, but that's two separate acts.
Yes.
So, yeah. So it says really like you've got a wide array of things that could define sexual assault.
Yes. Yeah. In nationally, 17% of women and only 3% of men have been victims of sexual violence in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we break that down and look at Oklahoma, the rate in Oklahoma for females is 35 to 45% higher than the U.S. rate for the past decade.
That's a lot of things going on.
Yes, that's really high. One in three teens will experience sexual or physical violence from a boyfriend or girlfriend in 1 year. So, you know, we've had the news in Oklahoma City and I think some down in the Tulsa area where there's kids being sexually assaulted. You know, that's not as uncommon as we think. Those kids just spoke up and said, this happened to me.
Yeah, like many of the things you and I talk about, this is an underreported crime.
Exactly. And partially it's because it's so intimate and personal. And, well, how are they going to believe me? He's popular. He's the jock. And I'm just this little person over here that no one pays attention to. Or I was dating him. So... And we've had consensual sex before, but this time he raped me.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to believe me? But we need to educate teens and adults that just because you give consent one time does not mean you are given consent another time. It doesn't matter if you've given consent
100 times. Yeah.
Yeah. It's still a no is a no.
And so, but that, I think, particularly in the teen situation. And I mean, okay, I don't want to not give them credit for knowing things because teens know a lot of stuff, but you're also still somewhat learning. And so it's a flexible situation.
Yeah. One in five women are survivors of rape and one in 71 men, which is a huge number compared to the one in five women will be raped at some point in their lives.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yes, it's way too many.
Yeah. I know you've got all kinds of information, and maybe I'm taking this out of order, but causal factors, what makes us have such bad manners, so to speak? If there our sexual assault rate is so much higher than the national average, have they pointed to any particular causality factor that says, you know, it's more, it's not okay, but it makes us think it's more okay here than other places.
I did not find any information on that.
Yeah.
But that is interesting to find out. Why is Oklahoma's rate higher than, so much higher than the national average?
Okay, well.
So that would be interesting to find out.
I'll let you go do some research and maybe you'll find some appropriate data. And we'll talk about some of the time.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
But that still means that we're talking about events. There have been several events locally. I mentioned the display at the Price Tower, Walking Her Shoes event that was a week or so ago. So there are some things going on to raise awareness this month.
Yes, there is. And we need to keep making sure we raise awareness so that way people are aware that this is a problem, not just in Oklahoma, but everywhere. And let people know what resources there are out there. If this happens to you, where you can go to get the help.
Okay. We'll take a short break. We'll talk about if something does happen, what you can do about it, who you can talk to, and maybe how you can do something about it when we continue in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, spending a little bit of time this morning with Melissa Ruprecht as we recognize Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we've still got about 10 days or so of the month to talk about it. I'm sure there will be some other things going on, and most of those awarenesses have a particular ribbon. Is it purple for sexual assault?
Teal.
Okay. So if you happen to see one of those around, somebody is trying to make a statement somewhere along the line. There should be, and I know there is, a reporting mechanism when we feel the need to talk about it, and I hope we do talk about it. But people need to come forward. This is an underreported crime. I can easily believe that as many as 50% are not reported.
And I don't know the exact percentage of how many do not report, but
yeah, I mean,
it is way too many.
Yeah.
Even if one person doesn't report, that's still one too many.
Yeah, but it is, like you said, it's a difficult situation. Mm-hmm. You're already embarrassed. I don't want to talk about it, but you have to talk about it or we're not going to get anywhere.
Yes. If something happens that you are sexually assaulted or raped, you can go to the hospital and get a SANE exam done.
Mm-hmm.
When you get one of those done, that does not mean you have to report it to the police.
No, I believe you have a year. I believe.
I don't know how long it is, but you do not have to report it right away.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the exam done.
Right.
And then sit on it for a little while, and they'll have more details of how long you can wait.
Right. The Safe Now organization will store those. It runs in my mind, so don't hold me to it, for a year. So that if the victim chooses to come back 3 weeks, 6 months later down the road and say, hey, we need to talk about this. Yes, there's still, you know, whatever physical evidence was gathered, whatever reports were taken at that time. It's not like the police have to use what you remember as 6 months old information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So hopefully that will allow women and men to come in and get those exams done, knowing that you do not have to report it to the police. And I know a lot of people are like, well, I don't want them to get in trouble, or, you know, I don't want to have to go to court and testify. So reporting is something they may not do simply because they don't want to get their name thrown out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it can be very beneficial. We just had people come to our agency last week and talk to us about victim compensation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with women who have been sexually assaulted and men that have been sexually assaulted, you can go and get the SANE exam done, but in order to get help financially with the cost of the rape, you would need to report it to the police as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there would be benefits, because rape is actually, let me find my information here. A lifetime cost of rape per victim is $122,461. That's a lot of money per person.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would, you know, have been raped and you end up with other physical problems, or just even having to get, you know, the STD testing done and other exams done just to make sure you're okay, that's good. Money's going to rack up. And the victim's compensation can help pay for all that, so then you're not paying for the cost of something that happened to you.
Right. And at least some of those victim compensation dollars are assessments that the court has ordered on other convictions. So
it's
just, some of it I'm sure is tax dollars, but some of it also is you know, court assessed fees and costs of other people who have been convicted of similar crimes.
Actually, the victim's comp comes strictly from criminals.
Okay.
All of its funding, including the funding for the brochures they give you to hand out to places, including the salary for the people that work with victim's comp, all of that comes directly from the criminals.
Okay.
So when they go to jail or prison, they get their money that they pay goes toward victim's comp.
Okay, so that's an important part of the conviction rate.
Yes. So taking advantage of the victim's compensation when a crime happens like this is something that maybe you ought to think about. Mm-hmm. And it might be worth pressing charges and going to court over.
Now, it's common sense, and it's not the first time people have heard this, but time is important on making that report. Evidence degrades over time. Mm-hmm. Evidence is washed away. It's important that as soon as possible for the victim to go in and make that report.
Yeah, I don't know all the details on how long you should, but, you know, as soon as the incident happens, the better.
Yeah.
Because the less tainted the evidence is going to be, and it will still be there.
Mm-hmm.
The longer you wait, the harder it is to have accurate evidence.
Right.
So.
And that report, the SANE nurses, I mean, this is a set of training that they've gone through. They're specially qualified. They know what mm-hmm. questions to ask and how to properly acquire and preserve the evidence.
Yes.
Yeah,
they're trained for that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the impact, not just the financial cost of sexual assault and rape, mm-hmm. but the other impact is, like, post-traumatic stress disorder, other mental health disorders, which is probably why the cost is up so high, because mm-hmm. you need to get counseling.
Sure.
And deal with all that. And you may be, because of the rape, you may be out of work. What if the rape happened at work?
Mm-hmm.
Which, according to statistics, is not as high as, because it was only 8% mm-hmm. of rapes and sexual assaults happen at work. But if it happens at work, you may not want to go back to work.
Sure. Or even if it grew out of a work relationship.
Exactly. But you also may not, if you have post-traumatic stress disorder, you may not be functioning where you need to be mm-hmm. to be able to go to work.
Right.
You may be having nightmares at night. You can't get to sleep. So therefore, you're going to be exhausted and tired during the day.
And so, it's a snowball that continues to roll down mm-hmm. the hill that adds up those costs over a lifetime sometimes mm-hmm. that come up with those large numbers.
Yeah. And healthcare costs more for women who have been sexually abused as children, and it's actually 30% higher for women who have been physically and sexually assaulted as children. So, when you're a child, if you've had the sexual assault and abuse happen, it's actually, your health care is actually higher than someone who hasn't had it happen.
Sure, right, because it's likely anyway that counseling is mm-hmm. going to be required for a longer period of time.
And we don't know what the physical ramifications are.
Sure. Well, you're available to as a community resource, particularly mm-hmm. Sexual Assault Awareness Month, but throughout the year. You're there to provide information to community groups, to nonprofits, to mm-hmm. Be there with victims when they're ready to make their report.
Yes. Yeah. So they can call us at any time. Even if it's after hours, we have someone on call.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's during hours, we have someone that can take the call and talk with them.
You haven't mentioned the numbers, but at least it seems reasonable that sexual assault could also accompany other things like domestic violence and that mm-hmm. sort of thing. So.
Yeah, a lot of the domestic violent victims that we have come in have been sexually assaulted by their partner.
Mm-hmm.
So it does go hand in hand, but at the same time, it can be separate.
Right. Well, Melissa, thank you so much for your time and your monthly report on this topic. And again, if people would like to get a hold of you to get just a presentation, phone number is 918-336-1188. Thank you very much. That's a Community Connection on K1.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. The Oklahoma Corporation Commission.